Finally here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, a great timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
Yeah, to oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The stance of language saying people is well illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God has
to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content.
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, starts on Monday, 8th of November to Thursday, 25th November 2021. It airs from Monday to Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Thursdays at 5 p.m. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
It's time, Lagos, for the I Beg to Differ tournament. It's day two of the round of 16. Today, you're going to listen to four of the sharpest students in Lagos debate their way to a chance at 1 million naira. Yesterday, we saw one debater make it to the quarterfinal. Today, two more will join him. Quarterfinals will run next week, and the semifinals the week after that. And we will have our grand final on Thursday, November 25th at 5 p.m. So now let's debate without wasting time. Our next round of 16 matchup is between an SS3 student, well, two SS3 students, really. The first one is a 16-year-old. He is an SS3 student at Duntro High School, Joseph Oyami Abba. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you very much.
And then we also have our second debater, who is a 15-year-old SS3 student at St. Saviour's High School, Uchechukwu Golding. Thank you so much for joining us, and I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much, Ma.
The contestants have been told the rules, but for you who's a listener, you who's the audience, you do not know what the rules are, so let me tell you what the rules are, and also take this opportunity to remind the contestants what the rules are. I will give them a topic, one of the contestants will be in support, and one of the contestants will oppose. First is the presentation round. You will each first get 2 minutes to present your positions, and then the rebuttal round, you will get another 2 minutes to address each other's points, each of your each points that your opponents have made. I'm going to judge both rounds based on number of original points made, quality and originality of unique points that you have made. I will also be judging these things based on clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed when you're doing the rebuttal round, and the strength of your rebuttal of each point. So these are the rules. You already know your topic. Government should regulate social media. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. Just like yesterday, we have folded some pieces of paper in a ballot. You pick one, and Uchechukwu picks another. All right, so what have you chosen, Uchechukwu?
I've chosen to oppose.
Oppose. What have you chosen?
Support.
Support. All right. So the topic is, should a government should regulate social media? That's the topic. Government should regulate social media. Lagos, as you listen, share your thoughts with us on our live stream. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. All right. Time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then will come to the motion opposer.
Thank you very much. Government regulation of social media is just governments laying down some certain rules and regulation they expect social media companies to abide by. Most people seem to think this is government taking control of their favorite social media platform, but this is not so. Good day, everyone. My name is Abba Joseph Oyame, a student of the prestigious Central High School, and I'm supporting the motion which says government should regulate social media platforms. Social media is home to a lot of illegal and negative content, and it has been in the hands of private individuals for so long, yet they have not been able to do anything impressive to curb these crimes and negative content. What if we hand these platforms over to government for us to see what they can do about it? And first of all, the reasons why we should hand these platforms over to the government. First, we can make the government accountable for what happens on these social media platforms. You can't, like, when a person commits a crime or infringes another person's rights, these social media platforms cannot do anything to this person. The highest thing they do is to restrict the person from these platforms. But when the government performs the censorship role, they punish this person. We can walk up to them and say, what was the reason for you restricting this person from your social media platform? But we can't walk up to Twitter and make them accountable for their actions. Secondly, security. The main purpose of government is to secure the populace. And if they see the social media as a threat, as a potential threat to our peaceful coexistence, then regulating it shouldn't be a problem. Thirdly, it's going to be a win-win situation for us if we trade off our privacy for government's assurance of safety and protection when they censor our activities or when they perform the role of monitoring what's going on these social media platforms. We're going to have a security in exchange for the privacy they give.
All right. Thank you very much for that. That was very good. That was very brilliant. Well done. And now we're going to move to Uchechukwu Golding for the opposing round.
Thank you, Ma. Good evening, moderator, panel of judges, the timekeeper, my co-debater, and distinguished listeners. My name is Uchechukwu Golding, and I am a student of St. Saviour's High School. I'm here to oppose the motion which states government should regulate social media. Regulation of social media by the government, if viewed deeply, is unnecessary, considering the fact that these social media platforms have their own unique regulations which govern the activities that happen on these platforms. Furthermore, social media regulation limits free critical thinking. The masses, seeing that they cannot freely express their thoughts and opinions, may be discouraged and feel that they have no say in matters that ultimately affect them. More so, regulation of social media by the government infringes on the fundamental human right, which is the freedom of speech and expression. The voice of the masses expressed through social media has helped influence a lot of governmental decisions, for example, the hate speech bill and the anti-SARS protest. The whole concept of democracy is the government hearing the opinions of the masses and then balancing these opinions with their plans of making the country better. Taking the events that happened during the anti-SARS protest, if social media was regulated, the progress made and the come together of people both in and out of the country to fight and push a certain vision which they failed to make the Nigerian government understand their plans and goals would not have been possible. Currently, the Nigerian government doesn't fully regulate social media, and yet we suffered a huge loss due to the Twitter ban. This action affected a lot of citizens and businesses who use this platform as a marketplace. Now imagine the effect it would have if the government fully regulates social media in the country. It also creates an environment that breeds tyranny in the sense that controlling what people say can actually cover up bad governance. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And all of that in less than 2 minutes. Well done. All right, I should inform you that we have a team listening and fact-checking you. We also have a team listening and taking down your points and making sure that you're being judged fairly for your performance on this show today. Now you've gotten through the presentation round, and it's time for your rebuttal round. This time we're going to start with you, Uchechukwu Golding.
Okay, my opponent here, his first point was, it makes social media regulation by the government makes the government accountable when a person commits a crime the social media platforms are not accountable for that crime. Well, the government already have, like, let's say, enough responsibilities, but they already have enough responsibilities on their hands. So the government are not the ones that actually bring people to justice. There is the courts, there is the Supreme Court, which takes care of all these matters. And also, social media regulation. Social media already have their own regulations, which I said in my debate. They already have their own regulations that govern the activities that happen there. So they can easily take off or restrict access to this platform, thereby preventing the spread of those harmful content on the platforms. Secondly, he mentioned security. Well, in Nigeria here and in our environment, there is lack of security, not even on social media platforms. But we have the government are still trying to find a solution to insecurity. So pointing security down to the government is just like a heavier workload for the government. That's why the fact that there is insecurity on social media, I feel like there are more insecurity in real life than on social media. Because social media platforms, on social media, I'm very sure that many Nigerians don't take things on those platforms like to heart, because you don't feel like it is the information they are verified or useful. Then your third point is it's a win-win situation. That is, it's a win-win situation for both the government and the citizens. Well, it's actually it's only a win situation for the citizens, because it forms a new department under the budget, where governments have to actually use capital and use money to regulate these social media platforms and take the responsibility off the hands of the social media platforms. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for doing that. Let's come now to Mr. Joseph Abba. Go ahead.
My opponent stated in his first point that the government meddles in the affairs of the citizens or impinges on their rights, but the government only performs a monitoring role. It just screens what happens on the social media in order to remove malicious content and comments that hurt other people. It doesn't really have to do anything until it suspects that something negative is happening before it acts. So it doesn't actually impinge on your freedom of speech or freedom of expression. Secondly, what's the point of having a say when there is no security? Security is like the fundamental of every society. If there's no safety, then your say is nothing. Thirdly, he stated that this Twitter had positive effects on our society. But the only thing Twitter was used for was mostly communication. According to what President Muhammad Buhari said, he said that it was threatening our peaceful coexistence. As the president, he's responsible for our security. And now that the Twitter ban has gone, if you notice, there's less trolling on social medias. Trolling and dragging that has led to deaths of many people. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much then. Well done. Good job. All right. Good job. So, we're going to give our team some time to collate their numbers. Like the INEC collation officers, unlike them though, these ones no mass. So they're gonna do their best. They're going to do their best to make sure that this is as fair as possible to the contestants today. Of course, we have a break coming up, and when we come back from the break, you'll hear from our second group of debaters. But in the meantime, Lagos, I'm curious what you think about the first batch of debaters that we've listened to today. So if you just tuned into the show, you're listening to the I Beg to Differ tournament. We have secondary school students in the studio with us. You heard first from Joseph Oyame Abba, who is an SS3 student at Duntro High School, and he supported that government should regulate social media. Our second debater is 15 years old. He's an SS3 student as well at St. Saviour's High School. His name is Uchechukwu Golden, and he opposed the idea that government should regulate social media. You've heard their points, you've heard their presentation of their points, you've heard their rebuttals to each other.
I wonder what you think. Share your thoughts with us in like 3 minutes. After 3 minutes, we'll just tell you who the winner is for this first round. 0700-993-993-993. Now, of course, you know that 0700-993-993-993 is our number for our male callers. For our female callers, it's 0146571900. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Me, Chinaye.
Chinaye, good to have you on the show. Good afternoon.
The two people, Gold and Golden, and the other first guy, they tried. They did well. But I want to say something concerning the first person. Can I say something?
You can't say anything. Bye-bye, Nonye. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. All right. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Angel.
Angel.
I'm calling, yes, good. To your program. It was quite a hot debate.
Yeah.
Okay, and they had good points.
Yeah.
But I think government shouldn't regulate the social media. I think the guy there, Golden, I think that's his name, Golden did a great job.
Okay, all right. So we're not voting, okay? Remember that you're not voting. You're not telling us who you think won or who you think didn't win. You're just talking to us about the conversation that these young men have had in the studio today. You're talking to us about what you thought of the points that they made and, you know, who has been able to convince you and all of that. But you are not going to vote for who you think should win this round. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Mr. You.
Hello, sir.
Brother Sandra, how are you?
Good to have you on the show.
My name is Prince Wise, calling from Amur,
okay.
I think the government should regulate the social media.
Okay.
I can't just sit down in my four wall of my room. I can dish out whatever I like.
Okay.
And it can be offensive.
Okay.
It can bring riots. So regulating the social media is welcomed by me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Prince YS, for calling. Now that we've heard from three callers, let's quickly announce the result and move on to presenting you with gifts from Nigeria Info FM and then, of course, the second round. Now, both of you made very solid points, like I've said already. Both of you had solid presentation points. Both of you had solid presentation skills. Both of you made solid rebuttal points as well. But in presentation, Joseph Oyame scored 2 points, while Uchechukwu Golden scored 5 points. During the rebuttal, Uchechukwu Golden scored 3 points, while Joseph Oyame scored 1 point. As far as eloquence is concerned, we have Joseph Oyame scoring 3 points and Uchechukwu Golden scoring 5 points. So with a total points of 13, Uchechukwu Golden wins this round. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. You just qualified for the quarterfinals next week. By Thursday, we're going to let you know who you match up against. We'll let you know what day, what time, and what topic that you'll be debating next week. And thank you, Joseph, for taking part. We're going to do this again sometime soon. And I'm really hoping that you compete again because you were pretty amazing for us to choose you to go forward to the round of 16. Thank you so much. And thank you to your parents and your guardians and your teachers for helping you prepare for this debate. Right, before you leave, we have some gifts for both of you, courtesy Nigeria Info FM. Remember, Lagos, we're streaming this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming this on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So he gets one and he gets one, and we'll leave it at that. Now, when we come back, Lagos, you will also hear from two other phenomenal debaters. And like I've been saying since yesterday, one of them is 11 years old. One of them is 11 years old in class 8. At Bijamik Private School. I can't wait for you to hear from these two. two gentlemen. They will be talking to you about state police. Should states have their own police force? Because remember, of course, these young minds are debating the topics of today because they could become the leaders of tomorrow. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
University admission. Gain admission now. GAN21 offers you the rare privilege and opportunity to get admitted into a top-rated private university in Nigeria, Caleb University, Lagos, for the 2021-2022 academic season. Interview will hold on Wednesday the 10th and Thursday the 11th of November 2021 at 8 a.m. Main campus, Caleb University, Imota, Lagos. You can attend the interview if you did not make Caleb University your choice. For inquiries, call Elvis Otobo on 0805-302-7171 or 0803-113-8996.
99.3 Nigeria Info will be right back.